that I sent you.
Right.
I mean, the blood is there. It just doesn't lie. I mean, you can hear stories and hear testimonies from everything, read testimony, but when you see the blood, it's just, wow, it's astonishing.
Okay, you know what? We're almost out of time, Dr. Friedman. We thank you for this wonderful, wonderful information on the new Sea Silver product. Thank you, Dr. Friedman.
Hi, this is Brett Rademacher from Anchorage, Alaska, and I just want to highly encourage you to try Sea Silver risk-free. It's an absolutely awesome product. I wouldn't be without it, and it's a great home-based business opportunity as well.
To order your Sea Silver, call 1-800-284-4802. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-284-4802. And the first 100 callers will receive a 28-page book on Sea Silver and a cassette tape by Dr. Friedman on America's Unbalanced Diet. And please phone if you would have an interest in distributing Sea Silver. To order your Sea Silver, call 1-800-284-4802. Again, that's toll-free, 1-800-284-4802. You can only improve your health.
John Russell has the details.
While the government's shortage of Arabic translators remains critical, the Army has announced that it is seeking persons who are fluent in Korean. The need for Korean translators coincides with the administration's diplomatic offensive against the North Korean nuclear weapons development program. President Bush has called the communist dictatorship part of the axis of evil, and the country is listed on the State Department's terror blacklist. John Russell, IRN News.
Secretary of State Colin Powell says ridding the Middle East of weapons of mass destruction is a goal, but it's not part of the talks underway this weekend in Syria. Syria is calling for a weapons-free mandate from the UN aimed at disarming Israel. Powell says discussions with Syrian President Bashar Assad will focus on the administration's plan to negotiate an Israeli-Palestinian peace plan. This is IRN.
Thomas Kincaid, the famous painter of light, experiences the joy of sponsoring a child through World Vision. Causes of poverty with proven effective programs like medical clinics, schools, and agricultural training for their parents, all for less than $1 a day or only $26 per month. For your free information package, call now 866-279-9435. That's 866-279-9435. Give a child in need a chance for a better tomorrow. Call 866-279-9435.
Mark Herring, senior partner for Management Recruiters International, an executive search and recruiting firm, says the job market is very uneven.
A lot of the activity is over in the healthcare sector. Banking is still remaining pretty strong, as is construction and consumer products. By the same token, we still have, I guess, sort of a soft area in telecom and information technology, and then also manufacturing.
Herring says this year's college graduates are going to have a tough time finding good jobs.
Most businesses, before they really take the lid off,
sound check ready for broadcast,
begin a little more of an aggressive kind of hiring initiative, are still in a wait and see mode, and unfortunately a lot of times the people that are coming right out of college are going to, suffer the brunt of that.
For the latest news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
It's easy to get in over your head with debt, and once you're in debt, it may seem impossible to get out.
Military campaign in Iraq. Lawmaker and Blair colleague Tessa Jowell says the fiercest anti-Blair sentiment came from
already two versions of the SARS virus circulating throughout Asia, say they're worried about more mutations. That would make it difficult to produce a vaccine or a cure. Meantime, China reversed an earlier decision and will not allow World Health Organization investigators to study the outbreak in Taiwan. And the health secretary in Hong Kong is admitting he didn't respond quickly enough to SARS. 41 new deaths have been reported, pushing the death toll to 436. That's a five-fold increase compared to a month ago. Throughout Asia, officials are using extreme measures to stop the spread of the virus. I'm Priscilla Williams, and that's news from the Information Radio Network.
Exact news, exact weather, exact traffic, exactly when you need it on AM 990, WXCT, Southington, the all-new 990 VX.
From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
I.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Ooh, push that button.
Hi, welcome back to Travel World. Live from Vermont, St. Johnsbury, I'm Willem Backus with Stephen Pickford.
And coming to you from the Comfort Inn and Suites in St. Johnsbury, this is our return visit to us. We were here in December, and of course this is property is up this week at the Choice Hotels International Convention in Orlando for Comfort Inn of the Year Worldwide, one of three finalists. Beautiful property, probably the nicest Comfort Inn we have ever stayed at.
Well, the general manager, Brett, is on his way down to that particular convention. We came in here, of course, straight off of Highway 91, the interstate, and it's right on Exit 20. You cannot possibly miss it on your southbound leg, and we noticed they have the Gold Award. We joked about it being the Morty Gold Award, but no, it's actually a valid Gold Award within the Choice Hotels name.
107 rooms, indoor pool, whirlpool, fitness center, larger than average rooms with a microwave and a fridge in the rooms, deluxe continental breakfast buffet, and a very quiet off-highway location. You're near the highway to get on and off Interstate 91. You're near right on Highway 5, just a few minutes from Highway 2, but you don't hear any of that roadside traffic.
Well, that's the important thing. I mean, as close as we are to the highway, it's quiet here. You can actually sit right by. There's a little stream behind the place and enjoy. You can bask in the sunlight. And the rooms, of course, are quiet enough. You don't hear a sound.
You don't hear any of the guests in the other rooms. You don't hear anyone in the hallways. Very soundproof rooms for a good, quiet, solid night's sleep.
You walk into this place, and of course, you immediately get the feeling that this particular Comfort Inn is different in the sense that it's a lot bigger and a lot nicer and more luxurious than you'd expect out of a, you know, run-of-the-mill Comfort Inn.
And you can get more information at their website, www.vtcomfortinsuites.com, toll-free nationwide 1-800-4-CHOICE.
And one of the other things you're going to notice when you're here is the great warm welcome from the people.
Yeah, people make the property, and people make the whole Northeast Kingdom, and we're talking to a number of people from the Northeast Kingdom, that upper corner of the state of Vermont, nestled in between New Hampshire on the east and Canada on the north, covering about 2,000 square miles, 1.3 million acres. Around 50 years it's being referred to as the Northeast Kingdom. A former governor of Vermont named it that, and the name has stuck in all the media sources. And our first guest today is Mark Breen. He's meteorologist and planetarium director. I was going to say plantation director. I was thinking of the South Party. Or we're thinking of Compound W. Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium right here in St. Johnsbury. Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Thank you.
Well, Mark, you got to move a little closer to the mic. You know that better than that radio man and everything. Yeah. How often have we used that?
Oh, we've used that expression on many, many shows. Tell us a bit more about the Fairbanks.
Well, the Fairbanks Museum is certainly a lot of different facets that people could be interested in. For one thing, it's on the National Historic Register for buildings. It's an excellent example of Richard Romanesque architecture. So those that are into architecture would find both the outside of the building and the inside fascinating. Inside, there's an oak barrel vault ceiling, which is just stunning. But housed within this, it was built in 1889, is a marvelous collection of initially some Victorian type displays of mounted birds and mammals and so forth. But it has been, over the period of years, a number of modern pieces have been added to it. There are over 2,500 mounted birds and mammals in there. And there are still some of the original pieces as well. In fact, we just had an expert who has been traveling the country trying to find out a little bit more about how exhibits were prepared. And he found ours some of the earliest that had ever been prepared as far as a collection of plants and animals all in their natural setting.
Now, how early would these plants and animals have been collected and mounted?
The earliest ones predate the museum. Franklin Fairbanks, the founder, actually collected things from the time he was a boy and wound up, for a while anyway, installing them in his home and inviting some of the workers in the Fairbanks Scale Factory to come in on Sunday afternoons and sort of view some of his collections. But it became apparent that his collections were going to outgrow his house.
Oh, yes, and of course the wife got involved. You know, Franklin Fairbanks, clean up around here. How many times have I got to pick up after you? No, but
inspiration for a great museum.
Let me build a museum, honey. Well, Fairbanks, if that name is familiar, is one of the world's most renowned names in industrial weights and measures, and they've invented the platform scale right here in St. Johnsbury, Vermont. There is no truth to the rumor that he took up taxidermy because he was a restaurateur.
They have the world's largest hummingbird collection?
Yes. At least the North America's. We're not sure if it's the world's largest collection. But of course, in the eastern United States, there is only one species of hummingbird. So Franklin Fairbanks and his various friends were traveling, especially to points in South America, and most of our collection is actually from South America.
And these birds that are mounted are so lifelike. We were commenting that the parakeets looked more lifelike than some of the birds they used to sell at the local Woolco store.
I have the near-death parakeet display right next to the automotive shop.
And the door that would open up and give those little birdies a draft. So no wonder they didn't last too long. But these are so lifelike.
Well, if they had drafts, and that might be they were drunk birds.
Oh, yes. Yes. Thank you for that insightful comment. And a planetarium is unusual for this part of New England.
Well, one of the directors back in the late 1940s thought that it would be just an excellent addition to the museum, which already hosted probably one of the unique features of the museum is it has always been an education museum. It was actually built, as far as we know, it's the first museum ever built with a classroom designed into it. Franklin Fairbanks wanted to make sure that even though he, as part of one of the world's wealthiest families at the time, could travel the world at will, he wanted to make sure that everybody in St. Johnsbury could at least enjoy those same things that he saw. And so he made sure that all the students were able to come in and see the various specimens. And so the planetarium kind of fit in with that idea that here was an opportunity now to sort of open up that whole region of space, which in the 1950s was kind of a brand new frontier. And so by 1961, the planetarium had been built and continues to run today. It's probably the smallest continuously operating planetarium in the U.S.
Now, you continue to this day with those educational programs. We saw busload after busload of school children coming in, and they were excited and intrigued and interested in the exhibits and in the way that you and your staff described them to them.
Well, we're certainly having a number of staff who are able to eloquently talk about and demonstrate things about natural science and various physical sciences is also very wonderful. One of the things that we do in addition to that is we also have a weather broadcast that's heard on Vermont Public Radio that actually is not just your ordinary 30-second weather broadcast, but instead we sometimes spend as much as 8 minutes describing the weather, describing what went wrong with the weather, or describing why things had to change, that sort of thing.
The Fairbanks Museum, one of the many attractions in the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont that we're discussing today on Travel World Across America via satellite and in the Hartford area on the new WXCT.
Stay tuned following the break. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Started, and then I would use that yellow towing strap. Fabulous piece of equipment. I probably, when we did that job, I probably pulled out 65 different small trees and shrubs with that. Really nice. So much easier to work with than a chain. And just about as strong. Just about as strong. I think I paid like $18 for it at Lowe's. Best investment I ever made for things like that. I've used that more than you can ever imagine. Our toll-free telephone number, if you'd like to join us on the phone line, it's real simple. 1-877-266-SHOW. That's 1-877-266-7469. I would like a lot of calls in this hour. The phone lines, like right now. I want a whole bunch of you. So dial in right now, and we shall chat and have wonderful conversation. And I tell you what, I have that report that I forget how many pages it is. I'm going to have to look. I think it's a 6-page report on air purification. If you call the show and come on the show with me in this hour, I will send it to you. You just give Mikey your name and address, and if you come on the show and just ask a question, I'll send you that report absolutely free. So, and I will throw in my diatomaceous earth newsletter. Isn't that fun? I'll put that in there as well. So you'll get two really neat things. You'll get the diatomaceous earth newsletter, and you will get the report on air purification. So if you call the show and come on the air with us, you have to come on the air. You have to ask a question. We will send those to you. Just give Mikey your name and address, and we'll take care of you. We'll send those right off to you today. So got a bunch of those here. We'll send them right off. I'll have to print up on my computer some of the diatomaceous earth ones, but I'll throw that in as well. Been getting a bunch of email on diatomaceous earth this week, and again, it's a challenge, and I love challenges. People want to know, and this is the number one question that I get, where do you buy diatomaceous earth? And I don't have a good answer for you. I've given out brand names that I like, but the one thing I want to stress once again, and then we're going to get off this subject, is when you buy diatomaceous earth locally, if it's white, do not buy it. If it's light tan in color, kind of a brown tannish color, that is the good diatomaceous earth. You can find all kinds of information on the website, homeandgardenradio.com. Just click the diatomaceous earth. It'll tell you about it, but it will, unfortunately, will not tell you where you can buy it. It is best bought locally. If you're going to buy it mail order, you're going to pay a lot of money for shipping if you're buying 50 pounds of it, like I do. So I buy it locally here in 50-pound bags, and that works for me. But if you're just an average gardener, if you're just going to use it for like a little bit of pest control around in the garden, you can buy mail order like a 2 or a 3-pound container that you can find. Then you can buy it mail order. It's not going to kill you. But if you're like, I use it for more than a pesticide. I use it an awful lot for soil conditioning. I just really do. Let me tell you why I like it. It holds nutrients in the soil. Whenever I plant anything, I dump a bunch of diatomaceous earth. Whenever I plant anything out in the ground, I just shovel diatomaceous earth in there. Why do I do that? Because it holds nutrients and it holds moisture. But more importantly than holding the moisture, it actually holds the nutrients there longer. And I really like that about it. So I get more bang for my buck on fertilizer. When I fertilize, the fertilizer will stay in the soil a lot longer. Fertilizer has a tendency to leach down through soil. As we water it in, it gets below the root zone. But on plants where I use the diatomaceous earth,
welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show with Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford, coming to you live from St. Johnsbury, Vermont.
What a great place. I'm coming to you from the Comfort Inn and Suites off of Interstate 91 at Highway 5. And our next guest, Stephen Hunick, and love those. Went to the dog chapel and pictures of dogs, and you're an internationally acclaimed artist and author, and any animal lover will really appreciate your work. Glad to have you here on Travel World.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
It was very moving. That was probably what the word
chapel.
The dog chapel. The dog chapel, when we went there yesterday, was so moving, and anyone coming to this area really has to put it on their itinerary to drop by. What inspired you to create that dog chapel?
Well, I really have to say that my own bond with my dogs, I've got four dogs, and they're really my family. I love them so deeply.
Are you familiar with a book by Martin Scott Cousins called Maya's First Rose?
No, I'm not.
Because that's the kind of sentimentality people can attach to their animals, and I know with myself, I have a golden retriever, and long line of having animals in the family, but it was the same kind of thing. It started off with this guy who really didn't want a dog at first, and then he became so attached to his pet that towards the end, I mean, there was no price, you know, that was too high to pay, you know, for Maya's comfort. And when you go into this particular canine chapel, first of all, you're going to notice wherever you go, you really manage to pick one of the most beautiful places in Vermont to live, right on a hill. And even during a rainy day, you stand on the porch of the chapel and you see the rain coming down over the mountains and the windy road, and there's this white house with a wisp of smoke there. It's just, you can't help but just say, yes, this is relaxing, regardless. It doesn't matter if it's sunny, if it's rainy, or whatever the weather may be. You picked one of the most beautiful spots I can think of that I could possibly live, quiet, serene. There's the fences there, the fence posts each have dog heads on them. There's dog heads on the doorknobs. And this particular chapel is a place you go. You can actually eulogize your pet while you're there. And I could not really read more than one or two of the cards and the pictures that are there, because I was just getting a little too choked up, because I happen to, you know, be one of them people who's so completely involved with his pet and his family. So, but it's very touching, very moving, and I can easily see how you would do something like that.
Now, have the gallery next to it where you also sell your prints and pictures and books. Tell us a bit more about your artwork and your literary endeavors.
Well, I started off as a woodcarver here in St. Johnsbury about over 20 years ago. And I got snowed in one day and just decided to try carving something. And I got hooked. And over the years, my work has progressed from sculpture to woodcuts and now to books. And I'm very lucky that my books have been so well received internationally.
One of my favorite of your prints is My Dog's Brain. Yeah, it's exactly the same as mine.
And they capture an essence. They capture the feelings of the people for the animal, also the innocence of the animal and how they interact with each other.
Yeah, that's the great thing with dogs, is there's such a dynamic to them where they are so loving and so innocent, but they're also very manipulative,
and
passionate about their love to you and food.
Yes. I got a dog who's got this most amazing hearing characteristic. This is a dog who could not hear me yelling at him across the room to get over here, or, you know, get down, get out, move, whatever we want him to do at the particular time. But in the middle of the dead of sleep, he can hear that can opener clear across the house over the television. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I call that the selective hearing
syndrome. Oh, it's exactly,
syndrome.
That's
yeah.
exactly what it is. But that's my dog. The other thing is, you can also make the mistake of teaching your dog how to knock on a door to come in and come out, because boy, does my dog ever do that.
Well, I think one of the greatest things on the planet are dog doors. Not just for the dogs, but also for the people.
Well, the problem is with the dog doors, if you live in a city like Montreal, you'll have more than just dogs using the dog door.
A few other animals might decide to come in as well.
Some two-footed, probably.
A few two-footed, light-fingered animals, yes. So.
Well, that's the thing with St. Johnsbury. It is so physically beautiful here.
Yeah.
The topography really lifts you up. I mean, it's like the valleys are perfect in their width, and the mountains are perfect in their height, but it is such a, it's such an inspiring place to be, that building a dog chapel was really not difficult for me to think of and do. Whereas if I was living in some place that wasn't so beautiful, I would never think of it.
Inspirational in the sense that, yes, you feel that it fits into the area, and inspirational in the sense that the beauty is transpired both ways. And I think that is really, we were talking about the setting of the dog chapel, and it just fits in as if it was naturally meant to be there.
That was so important to me when I thought of it and when I designed it and built it, is that I wanted it to feel in place. I didn't want it to feel superficial or, you know, like something that somebody just stuck there.
No, we felt that it was meant to be there. That was almost the instant feeling we got when we got out of the car and walked in, that this was meant to be.
That's wonderful.
And probably the one picture that I like, you talked about the picture of the brain, the one that really captured when we walked into the dog chapel, and there's a picture, the gateway to heaven, and good people, and one side good cats, and one side good dogs. And I think that was a very moving picture, just looking at it, and it made you think, and it made you feel, maybe content is the word, knowing that there is a better place for all good animals.
Yeah, that, you know, it's so tragic and sad when we have to put a dog to sleep. And no matter how justified that we feel, we still feel guilt and sadness. And I wanted to create a place that would, you know, you could bond with your dog spiritually, and the remembrance wall.
It's losing a loved one that really has absolutely no negative aspects to them. You know, there's never been any malice in those eyes, if you know what I mean. Dog has never gone out, tried to intentionally hurt you, deceive you. Well, mine does, but not...
You don't have a Dalmatian.
No. No, mine's a golden, and he's rather crafty, because actually the one before him, Seamus, a very, very famous memory of mine was, I was watching my mother cutting, some slabs of meat on the counter. And of course the dog would sit there looking at her like he was starved and hadn't eaten in a week, and what a poor puppy he was. And then as she turned away, I looked at him, "You faker, you just ate." And he looked at me, his face expression said, "Yeah, but she's buying it. Keep your mouth down."
Right.
Turned back to her, the moment she turned around, and her face just completely changed. So yes, very much of an actor. The one I have right now, Robbie, he's very famous for being able to train people. Most of my guests get trained by him, because I've learned to ignore him when he beats on the door. I mean, I'm afraid he's going to actually knock that glass door down one day. And the guest says, finally, I'll get up and go, "Yeah, he's got you trained."
That's right. Will is much stronger, you know.
and the dog... when you have in your books, like Sally Goes to the Beach, Sally Goes to the Mountain, Sally Goes to the Farm, they capture a particular moment or theme of events in a dog's life and how she was thinking along the way when she met these different areas that we as humans would take for granted, but they're like a great new opportunity of exploration. And what is a dog thinking?
Fresh way of looking on things. All in all, in and of itself, a great reason to come here to the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont, with our annual visit to Vermont in and of itself, our favorite place of all of them to go to, and we have been around the world. And Northeast Kingdom is definitely worth a visit right here, St. Johnsbury, Vermont. Come to visit Steve Hunick. Steve, visit your particular carvings, your wood carvings, the furniture that you make, the paintings, the prints, the books.
And my dog water slide.
The dog
that I'm building right now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard about the dog water slide.
Yes.
Dogs are always welcome. Bring your dog. You're going to have a good time. Guaranteed. It's located a little bit outside of St. Johnsbury, but in a place where it looks like you're really in for a relaxing time.
Thank you very much.
And you can check out more on the internet, www.hunick.com. And more information for Northeast Kingdom, you can give them a call, 1-800-639-6379, the Northeast Kingdom Chamber of Commerce, www.nekchamber.com.
Steve, do you have a website?
www.hunick.com. HUNECK.com.
Spell that?
HUNECK.
Perfect.
And, of course, that's on Spalding Road, just outside of town in St. Johnsbury, 5 minutes out of town, and you feel like you're in a whole different part of the state. Beautiful area. Thank you, Steve Hunick.
Thank you.
Stay tuned following the break as the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
Something the banshee.
What the hell is a banshee?
Seek help.
Travel World Radio Show.
The kitty litter box for a few days, and it walked into the laundry room. It stunk. I moved it in there for about a half hour. Jamie, of course, changed the litter. Got rid of it. If you want a free report on this, it's only $103. You can either order one or ask for the free report at 1-800-705-9...
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Australian Prime Minister John Howard, who devoted some 2,000 soldiers to the war in Iraq, is getting the red carpet even from President Bush. The two leaders are meeting at the President's Crawford, Texas ranch this weekend to talk about rebuilding Iraq. They're scheduled to hold a joint news conference later today. Secretary of State Colin Powell is off to Lebanon after meeting with Syria's president. Powell rejects for now a Syrian move for a UN resolution on weapons of mass destruction. Lebanese officials call Powell's visit an opportunity to clear up matters with the Americans. The discovery of an Al-Qaeda plot to crash an explosives-laden small aircraft into the American consulate in Karachi, Pakistan, has prompted a U.S. warning. The Homeland Security Department advises U.S. pilots and airport managers to guard against similar attacks. On Wall Street, the Dow picked up 128 points yesterday, closing at 8,582. The Nasdaq gained 30 points. This is SRN News.
Have you ever wondered what other small businesses do for health insurance? I have. Going into business for yourself can be a rude awakening. It's not easy to find affordable health insurance. Search around and you'll find that the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company actually specializes in insurance for the self-employed. They can tailor a plan to fit your needs perfectly at a price you can afford. You need to call them. Their goal is to put your mind at ease so you can focus on your business and professional life. The Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can be reached at 888-520-8311, 888-520-8311. For affordable health insurance for yourself and your small business, call Mega right now, 888-520-8311. Not available in all states. Call 24 hours a day, 888-520-8311, 888-520-8311.
You and
120 credit hours, 51 textbooks, and the perfect way to pay for it all.
Army National Guard.
As a member of the Army National Guard, you don't have to worry about how you're going to pay for college.
100% of your tuition.
The Guard has you covered. So come visit the team who can help you get through college on the web at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com or call 1-800-GO-GUARD in the Army National Guard.
You can.
Sponsored by the Connecticut National Guard. Aired by the Connecticut Broadcasters Association and this station.
My doctor said I was having a heart attack. I thought, no way. I thought heart attacks were for old men.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women. It can lead to heart attack, disability, and death. But what's really scary is how few women are concerned about it.
Until the moment I had a heart attack, I was feeling great.
The heart truth is anyone can have heart disease, even you.
I am absolutely positive that smoking is what did it.
Talk to your doctor, find out your risk, and take action today to lower it.
On the positive side, I stopped smoking, I exercise more than I ever did, I eat healthy, I eat more vegetables, fruit, salads. I tell my friends that a heart attack really hurts. It can kill you.
Learn the heart truth. Call 1-800-575-WELL. That's 1-800-575-WELL. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, National Institutes of Health, National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute.
In Illinois, finding aphids. What's going on? Strange. Hey, we continue right here on Home and Garden Radio.
Whoa.
Welcome back to the Travel World Radio Show. Willem Beck and Stephen Pickford right here in St. Johnsbury, Vermont.
And coming to you from the Comfort Inn and Suites in St. Johnsbury. And of course, what symbolizes Vermont more, particularly this time of year, your thoughts start going to maple syrup and all things maple. And Steve Jones is Vice President and General Manager of Maple Grove Farms of Vermont, located right here in St. Johnsbury.
Got to add to the fact that, of course, anybody working at a place like a maple packaging facility like Maple Grove Farms makes you probably the most popular man in the county.
Welcome to Travel
thank
World.
You. I hope so.
Yeah, you know, you have a mechanic will come home from work and he'll smell like grease, and you'll have somebody who maybe works at the railroad and he'll smell like trains, which is fine and dandy. But you come home, you smell like maple syrup and maple sugar and candy, and you probably stop off, maybe grab yourself a Diet Coke or a brew at the local place just to relax and unwind, and everybody, something smells like maple candy. It's him!
Now, Maple Grove Farms has built up over 85 years right here in St. Johnsbury.
That's correct. It was started in 1915 by a woman named Helen Gray and her daughter, who would make maple candies and sell them off their front porch. And from that time in 1915, it's evolved into the largest maple syrup company in the United States. And we make 80% of the maple candy that's sold in the world.
Oh, and you see the packaging line that's there. I mean, you just look at that and go, wow, that's delicious.
There's a whole mechanization process, but you've kept it to the, some of the equipment there is back to when the factory opened, the expanded factory in 1929, and you're following a combination, a very, I would say, a combination of the best practices of the old and the modern distribution method. So it's a fine line, but you've got it down right.
Well, what's fascinating, and you can see this on our tour, is that the maple candy process has not changed one iota since it was invented by Helen Gray in 1915. That process simply cannot be changed. We use the same equipment, probably vintage 1920, and it's hand-packed by some of the employees have been packing it for 40 years. You go back in time when you take that tour.
Let me see if I can illustrate just a little bit. You got to imagine this. You get some of the best maple syrup that's made anywhere in the world, and you turn it into what they call fondant, which is nice, soft, creamy, kind of delicious maple. And then you, of course, put that into shapes, pour it into molds, and then after that you crystallize it overnight by dipping it in maple sugar, and it has that really shiny, speckly color to it. Yeah, yeah. This is definitely the kind of job that's going to make anybody popular. I bet you got a lineup of people who are going to intern at this place. Me, I want to work there. And, of course, you don't just make maple candy there. You make all kinds of things like salad dressings. You even have a sugar-free syrup that you produce.
That's correct. Being the largest maple company in the United States, we started getting a lot of requests for a maple syrup without sugar, which, of course, is impossible. But as people grew older in America and diabetes became understood, there was a demand for it. So we spent, I would say it took us over 10 years to get a product that is close to maple syrup. There's nothing like maple syrup, but we went through various artificial sweeteners, and we finally have settled on a sugar-free syrup that is a reasonable substitute for the real thing. And at least it gives people an opportunity to enjoy a maple breakfast.
Well, that, of course, is probably the best way you could put it, reasonable substitute, because I've tasted it, and it is really good syrup. It's not bad at all. So, but, you know, you got to say reasonable because, like you say, there ain't nothing like the real thing. Only maple syrup is maple syrup. And, of course, Darcy will agree with me. Darcy McCann from the Northeast Chamber will agree that Grade B is my favorite of all the things because of the strong maple flavor. And they have the four grades. They've got the fancy, and you've got the grade A, and you've got the light amber as well. But I'm a grade B man.
it's unfortunate that they use that grading system because B tends to imply less than A. But in fact, they're all equal. It's just a matter of a personal preference of the taste. And a great majority of Vermonters who have been raised on maple syrup prefer the grade B as well.
B for the best. You see?
We'll All right, that's our new slogan.
Leave it to Willem to bring forth an idea that has never crossed anyone's mind before.
And some of them are even fit for family consumption.
Yes, you've had a few ideas this weekend that could not be recounted here, I'm sure.
But I'll tell you, I mean, you come to an area like the St. Johnsbury area, the Northeast Kingdom, and this is one of the overriding themes that you're going to find, regardless of what people may be doing here. And people, you'll find some really creative, terrific things that they're either building, making, doing in the area. You'll find people have this sense of humor, that they have this the great big love of life that you find in the area, that no matter what the circumstance, could be rainy, cloudy, weather doesn't really matter, you'll just find people overall friendly and fun to be around.
And the air is so pure, so oxygen rich, that it so becomes a relaxing moment just to breathe in the air. Yesterday it was a bit drizzly and we just stood outside and took in the fresh, clean air and we breathed a sigh of relief and just said, oh boy, we have arrived. This is Vermont.
Even when you're standing outside, of course, Maple Grove Farms, the area where you tour it, and the factory where you actually do a lot of the bottling, there's a great big can of maple syrup standing outside, which is, and you have an exhibit booth for almost a maple sugar house there. Of course, we know Mick Jagger doesn't work there because there is moss on the roof, and as we know, Rolling Stone does not gather moss.
Your gift shop adjacent there sells all the wide range of products that your company produces.
That's correct. I think to talk about what you just were mentioning, when you visit Maple Grove and St. Johnsbury, it's like going back in time, and it's a simpler time, and I think that's why most of us are very happy to be living here, and the attitude of the people, it's relatively stress-free. The mountains, the surrounding area, the rivers make this place very special, and I find that all the visitors that come to us, they actually write letters thanking us and asking for us to send some candy to remind them of the wonderful time that they spent in the Northeast Kingdom.
That's one of the memories. People look at, I'm just looking here at a box of your maple candy, and I'm doing all I can not to just, you know, put the show on auto hold and eat the box, and people listen to 15 minutes straight of commercials.
Where's Stephen? Oh, gosh, maple. Next. March is Nutrition Month. Next March.
Yeah, next March, yes. Every March is Nutrition Month, but...
Poor Nutrition Month in our case.
Just have to be good
we
nutrition.
We are the athletes, right?
Yes, we are the athletes. We will be going to the fitness center down here at the Comfort Inn and working out for an hour or more. Our biggest workout is looking at the map to see where the fitness center is. And that tired me out right away, so I think I'll go have a nap afterwards. That's oxygen-rich air. You don't have to do any exercise.
Who learns exercise from his cat?
Yes, sleep and eat. Yes, every cat and every dog can be a good inspiration to all of us.
The same way. Wow, where's my meal? Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah, so we digress.
That's what happens when there's too much oxygen in the air. But, of course, you're going to notice this. You come out of the big city and you come into an area as beautiful with the air as sweet and pure as you have here in the Northeast Kingdom. You're sure you might find yourself a little sleepy on the first day just because the air is so nice, so pure, so fresh. Definitely, you got to come to the area and see Maple Grove Farms. Of course, the most popular man in the Northeast Kingdom. Thank you for joining us on the Travel World Radio Show, Maple Grove Farms.
Yes, on the internet, www.maplegrove.com on Portland Street, St. Johnsbury, for a guided tour. Learn about making of maple syrup and maple candy, and of course, spend some time in the gift shop and stock up and make yourself the envy of all your friends and dole out, based on rations, those candies. Make them line up and take a number and make them beg for some of that great Maple Grove candy. But of course, they don't have to beg. They can check out your website and buy it online as well.
And the terrific gift shop that they have here, picnic baskets and things. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, lots of great maple syrup and maple candies and available online so you can get a taste of Vermont no matter where you live in North America.
So Thank you for joining us here on the Travel World Radio Show.
Well, thank you for having me.
And we'll be continuing with more from the Northeast Kingdom with Darcy McCann from the Northeast Kingdom Chamber of Commerce when we return on the Travel World Radio Show.
Across America via satellite. So keep on
rocking me, baby. You're listening to Travel World keep with Willem and Steve. Me,
stay listening. Keep on rocking me, baby. Liberty Works Radio Network. Keep on Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
But I get stuff sent to me, and I generally turn around and send it out to you folks because I, you know, I just get so much of it. So today it's the free reports. If you call the show now, you get the free reports. Another thing that is happening right now out in the world is a lot of people are fertilizing their lawns right now for the first time. A lot of people now in the South, most people have already done that, but in the North, a lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are having lawn care companies do the job for them, and I get asked an awful lot, and I got an email on this week about how do you select a lawn care company to do the job. And the other question was, is liquid fertilizer, the company that they're using uses liquid fertilizer, another company uses dry, which is better? I get asked this question a lot. Number one, let's start with the liquid versus the dry. Liquid fertilizer is just as good as dry fertilizer in many cases, but not all. Now, there's a liquid form of nitrogen called formulane. It's widely available in the Northeast. It's widely available in Minneapolis area, areas like that. It is not widely available in the West. It is not widely available in the South. Okay? If your lawn care company is using formulane as a nitrogen source, then the liquid fertilizer is going to be just as good as the dry fertilizer. If they're not, it's not going to last as long. So this is kind of a open-end question. I want to talk about that more, but I'm going to talk to Mary in Wisconsin first because she has a question, and then we'll come back. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hi. I have an herb garden, and my sage plant really grew last year. And then we had a good Wisconsin winter with very cold weather, and it looks really dead now. Am I supposed to prune this back?
Yes, cut it back. Cut it back considerably, as a matter of fact, and it'll come back quite nicely for you.
Okay. And do I do the same thing with the rosemary?
Yep.
Okay.
Cut off all the brown. Take it right back to, and then fertilize it. You know, right now would be a good time to fertilize.
Welcome back to the Travel Radio Show. Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford.
Coming to you from the Comfort Inn and Suites in St. Johnsbury, Vermont, the Northeast Kingdom of Vermont. Forgot to give you the website earlier for the Fairbanks Museum and some of their educational programs, things great for kids coming here to the Northeast Kingdom, www.fairbanksmuseum.org. And joining us now is Darcy McCann, the Executive Director of the Northeast Kingdom Chamber of Commerce. We were talking during the break that you can't get a bad meal in all of Vermont, and that goes doubly true for the Northeast Kingdom. We've dined to our heart's content. We've only been here really for one day.
Well, you've been a number of places here in St. Johnsbury, and we went up to Newport. The Northeast Kingdom, although we're based, our chamber's based out of St. Johnsbury, is a tri-county region, Caledonia, Essex, and Orleans. 50-plus communities here, and we have a unique culture and special people and certainly a beautiful landscape, so you can really get a wonderful experience from really East Reigate up to the Canadian border and Craftsbury and Greensboro right over to the Connecticut River, so it's a great place to be.
Just got on some of those off-the-beaten-path roads, and some of them were dirt roads, and watch the rolling countryside, and right every corner you go, there's a like Lake Willoughby, beautiful scenery, or museums, shops, places to stop off.
And let the record show I didn't get you guys lost once.
No, we got,
we went, you know, the area.
We didn't
go on the interstate all day.
No, we didn't go on the interstate. That is what, when you come to the Northeast Kingdom, get off the interstate, go on the back roads and discover the little shops, discover the little restaurants. There's always something at a place to stop off at along the way. Every few minutes, you'll see something new and just stop for a few minutes and
although
take
somebody did suggest to you that the best way to get to the schoolhouse was by car.
Yes. Yeah. I went into a general store, and I asked the best way to get it. I wasn't sure on this dirt road. I said, what's the fastest way to get there? And she went, by car.
Yeah.
It's like, driver Mon humor.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
I deserved it.
If it had been us, we'd have said, well, helicopter, snowshoes, 110
Rickshaw.
Weeks.
Well, you mentioned some of the meals. How was your meal at the Black Bear Tavern and Grill?
Oh, that was wonderful. That, in fact, a new place that opened up just around December time here in St. Johnsbury was the Black Bear Tavern and Grill. This is a place that is so wonderful. It is a very relaxing atmosphere. It is really all about atmosphere around here.
Right near warm and welcoming. That describes.
Yeah. You go to this place, you walk in, you sit down, and there's even one place which is a lounge, almost couches, around a dinner table, well, which is like a living room table near a fireplace, and you can actually have your meal there. So it's not just, you know, the sit-down dinner table kind of an affair. You can sit down, you can look, and you can watch the TVs that they have there. You can have as much or as little as you want, and good hearty food, and certified Angus beef, and really bearing the real logo, and that's worth it.
Each one of us had a different style of steak, and each plate was cooked to perfection the way we wanted it. Mouth-watering.
That's what we like to hear. Oh. And then we went to Cindy's Pasta Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Had a great place for lunch. The sandwiches, mega sandwiches, chicken parmesan on a baguette.
They make their own bread there, which is kind of neat. So the bread was extra tasty. And that's something you're going to notice when you get to New England generally, Vermont in particular, is that the food just tastes extra good.
Oh, there's extra attention to detail, and it's home cooking. It's not being served from some commissary based on a 42-page manual that the focus group told them to put out. This is what they would serve to their own families if they were dining in their home. And you get that atmosphere that you're coming in to somebody's home. Fresh baked goods, and New England clam chowder, and a piece of cappuccino cake. Everything was fresh and nicely presented, and very reasonably priced. Mm-hmm. A sandwich, $5.95. I can't beat prices like that.
And then we ventured up. We went to Willoughby Gap, and it's absolutely beautiful. There's the cliffs up there, this beautiful lake. We drove up to Lake Memphremagog and saw the downtown of Newport and went to Lago Trattoria last night, and that was wonderful, I thought.
Oh, yeah. Northern Italian cuisine served. We had a sampling platter, different pork tenderloin and pizza and ravioli served to perfection. Very nicely presented. It was like a restaurant, major restaurant, Montreal, Toronto, New York. And the last time I was in Newport was maybe 25 years ago, and it was like night and day how they've redeveloped their waterfront, brought it back to life, brought it into focusing on the city. It wasn't before it was all blocked off. People were ashamed of it, they were talking about. They didn't want to look at the lake.
It reminded them too much of work.
And so now they open it up, and with the boardwalk and new buildings and the shopping on Main Street, and just park your car and walk and explore the various shops and restaurants.
And what's nice about Newport, too, with the international lake, Lake Memphremagog, it's really welcoming, very welcoming to Canadians. We went to the Haskell Opera House and their free library, and we're able to actually be in, well, you describe it.
Yeah, well, you have the line. You can actually see where the border is between the United States and Canada. So you can be in part of the building and be in the United States, part of the building and be in Canada. And it's kind of very, very unique in that sense, because you also could see the border arrangements around there for the one-way streets, and half of the side is in Canada, half of the side in the United States. You almost want to wonder if, like, six people ran across the border there, how many cars would go chase after them. You have to see it to believe it, but that is a building that has captured the attention for generations of people going through the area. They just have to see the Haskell and walk in and look and see exactly, oh, we're in Canada, we're in the States. They have their picture taken, like standing on the International Dateline in Greenwich. People have their picture taken there.
Well, you can actually be in two places at once.
Yes, and that's... You can transpose yourself and just think, hey, this is one of the very few places in the world where you can stand on both sides of the border in a physical building.
Well, a lot of people actually call this kind of the real Vermont. It's very pastoral. The landscape is absolutely just striking. And the people are great. And I'm not just saying because I'm the Chamber of Commerce person. I've lived all over the United States. It's really a great place to live and work and play.
There's a big emphasis on local merchants and handicrafts.
Oh, yeah.
And not a lot of the big chain stores and mega malls and strip malls. You have that Main Street feeling in your communities where local people are selling locally made handicrafts. And
I think it's a very sincere experience. Did you find that?
Oh, yeah. Sincere is the key word here. It's not, oh, we'll build this theme park, and we'll build this chain store that is like the one we have in Monterrey, Mexico, and everything.
Oh, yeah, they all look exactly the same. And if you buy a meal there, of course, it's got to have exactly 42 fries, not 41, not 43. It's got to be placed this way. This one's perpendicular to that. Oh, yeah, all exactly the same. No, this place, you'll find all kinds of really interesting products that you won't find anywhere else. It's the kind of thing, it is a country store, country atmosphere. You'll walk through. I mean, this is the kind of place that has scented candles. The place in Derby that we went to yesterday as well, that's where
the country time.
That's the country time. We met up with Kay, who owns the store, as well as Kelly, who's actually Kelly DeLore with the North Country Chamber of Commerce, soon to be merged, I understand, with the Northeast
yes.
Kingdom Chamber. Still very welcoming, very friendly. We went there, and the variety of things that you find there, you're going to know that you're never, ever going to get bored around here. I mean, if you get bored here, then forget it. Don't ever take somebody on a trip, for instance, to the Riviera or Venice.
I think Alan would have wished you'd given him that advice beforehand.
Well, you know, someone once said, and I took it down in one of my brochures, and it stayed there because I think it has some resonance, and that is, a lot of people say the Northeast Kingdom kind of feels like people's childhood.
Oh, yeah, sure. Smells like
something warm and comforting about it.
So chocolate chip cookies, wherever
cookies,
you go.
Yes,
cookies and candies.
Candy, yes. There's a
food theme going here, isn't there?
Yes, and the homemade cooking and looking at the bubbling streams and taking a walk and breathing in the air.
That is going to be the most relaxing thing. The thing that we come for year after year, and all regions of Vermont are like this, everyone to its own particular degree, is the way that you can just sit outside, enjoy the countryside. Even if it's rainy, you'll be under an overhang or something like that, and you just enjoy the view, the fresh air, and just relax. People ask us why come to Vermont at this particular time of the year. It's mud season. It's ugly season. I'm going, this is the best time to come here. Winter is just losing its grip. The summer is going to take hold soon. You know, flowers are going to be budding the trees just before they bud. And you'll listen to the streams. You'll hear the water rushing through the rocks, which is, for us, one of the more relaxing sounds I could possibly think of.
I like the challenge of the four seasons.
Oh, yes.
It's a celebration of life. This time of year, you've gotten through the winter, and you're looking forward to the three seasons ahead, and it is just the beginning of springtime, and you feel, hey, life is great. And you come to the Northeast Kingdom, and you relax, you rejuvenate yourself. I was looking through pictures in our family photo album, and my father was shipped off at age 8 or 10. Oh, go see your aunt in Hardwick. And the pictures, you drive through these communities.
That was a
today,
school.
You go through these communities today, and those houses are still there. People are still sitting out on their front porches and reading a book and breathing in the air and taking a walk and knowing their neighbors. Things haven't really changed in 75 years since he visited Hardwick, for instance.
Well, to be honest, there is a lot of high-tech companies here, and they keep in with, I think, the spirit of the Northeast Kingdom and Vermont. They're clean companies. So you can really get sort of the best of today and its technologies. Because certainly at Maple Grove, though they do some things very much the way it was done in the 1920s, they've got state-of-the-art million-dollar machines that are putting out Emeril Lagasse's and
well, sure.
One of the great sauces that they do there. So it's kind of a combination.
They combine the two.
Stepping back in time and also having the great things of today's technology.
Taking the best from both eras and contributing to a quality of life for the workforce. They don't have to battle traffic. They
just
don't.
Added two varieties of salad dressing, didn't you? So, yes, come here, check out Maple
Grove. They're excellent, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they all are. And not all of them have maple syrup, though they should. I don't know about the barbecue, but anyway.
Barbecue maple syrup could go over. Could go over.
Yeah, Montaigne Coupe, perhaps.
We've been to places where they would want to maybe combine the two. But no, it's an innovation. It's moving towards the 21st century, but retaining the best even of the 19th century. And I think they've captured it really well in the Northeast Kingdom.
We keep running out of time every time we want to come to Vermont. We have to wrap up and get all the information out real quick.
Yeah, you can find out more information from the Northeast Kingdom Chamber, 1-800-639-6379, on the internet at www.nekchamber.com. And, of course, from their site, you have all the links to all of the people we have talked to today, the members of the Northeast Kingdom Chamber of Commerce, who welcome you, all the listeners of Travel World, to visit and explore and enjoy an extended weekend getaway any time of the year.
And don't chain yourself to Maple Grove Farms. They won't feed you candy.
No, that's another part of Vermont. We'll be back next week with more on Travel World. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Darcy McCann.
Thank you for joining us.